314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
If you're turning 65 this year, you face one of the most critical choices for your retirement game plan, enrolling in Medicare Part B and choosing your Medicare supplement. I will help you safely navigate this process and find the health insurance plan that best works with your new Medicare coverage. Getting started is easy. Call me at 314-863-0008, 314-863-0008 to arrange for a free health insurance coaching session or email me at Aaron@jblfinancial.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Happy Friday.
Who are you?
Scott Sherman. I'm in for that Paul Harris, who does such a great show. So great, in fact, that I shouldn't mention him because people think, you know what, this is not nearly as good as when Paul's on.
Already? I haven't even started.
Have you heard Paul Harris?
Yes.
And my point is well taken. It's the regular Friday large morning show in the afternoon. Scott in for Paul, in for Frank, Dan in for himself, and Ian is here as well. Gentlemen, what's the date today?
June 2nd.
Is there anything about this show that in the beginning or the early part of June, I can't think of it, but there's something, it's on the tip of my tongue. I can't remember. What is it about this particular show which celebrates the early part of June?
Was it 3rd of June?
Third. This is the second.
Oh, see? I'm wrong.
Tomorrow is the 3rd of June.
Tomorrow's what?
Tomorrow is the what? 3rd of June. Tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Is
you're,
what?
You're pushing your luck.
Yeah.
Please, I'm begging you.
I'm telling
you. You are lucky I like you, Scott.
By the end of this hour, I will no longer be in Ian Geis's best graces. You didn't invite me to your wedding. So, you know, you missed out on the gifting I do.
And I have to tell you
yes,
that surprises me that he did that. Because
he does like me.
Because yes. He does like you. Because anybody else, no.
No.
It wouldn't have, because when you came to me and said, you know, the 3rd of June is
did
tomorrow.
I say it like that? My voice is that good?
Yeah, you got deep. You got pretty deep. You
know? How about last week when I was doing pork chops and applesauce and I was giving out my email address?
Pork chops and applesauce.
Oh, all right, I won't go back to that.
But you said that, and you said, I want to have Ian play some of this, some snippets from the song and all this other stuff. And I said, good luck with that.
Dan goes, Dan goes, what? You're going to do what?
Sounds like a good Dan impression.
Yeah, thanks very much.
I don't think that's going to happen.
What was that character that Andy Kaufman used to play where the guy was like the insult lounge singer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tony Clifton.
Tony Clifton. Tony Clifton. Dan's a lot like Tony Clifton.
Yeah. You're going to do what? I'm going to tell Kaufman he's not going to play. Yeah, you're going to have Ian do what? Hey, you're going to do that. Do that.
But thank you very much.
Yes. Ian. Yes.
Later in the hour, we'll analyze that song line by line. And he's laughing because we're not kidding. Oh. But we have a Full lineup today. John Londuff Jr. will join us in hour number one, about a half an hour. Love him. We won't talk hockey.
No, probably in about 15 minutes or so. We can talk hockey.
We can? Is it time to do that
yet? Finals are going on right now.
Oh, okay. So you St. Louis Blues people, you're over all that?
Pittsburgh and Nashville? Yeah. I'm actually pulling for Nashville. I don't like Pittsburgh.
Yeah, no. we're pretty much used to this by now, so.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's six-year-old just got out of kindergarten, and I didn't say graduate because you don't graduate from kindergarten. I know they have these ceremonies. They're silly. They didn't in this district, in the Clayton district. They didn't have it, so that was good. But his teacher is from Pittsburgh, and she's as big of a Penguins fan as I am probably a Red Wings fan. So I'm rooting for Pittsburgh for Miss Bicker, the kindergarten teacher that taught this kid how to read.
Okay.
And if it wasn't for her, I think he might have dropped out about halfway through the school year.
Dropped out of kindergarten?
Yeah, it was getting... No, but he did a great job. He went all the way through the year and only missed 3 days of school and got voted by his peers as the most helpful kid in the kindergarten. Look at that.
Now, wait. His peers, like other students?
Other six-year-old
other five
kids.
And six-year-olds?
Yeah.
Six-year-old. How did they vote? How did they even know that...
That he was the most helpful?
He was the most helpful.
I have no idea, but they sent out an email, and there he was.
Well, it was the kids in his class, right?
And the other two classes.
Oh. I wonder if you would check every other kid's email to their parents and say, and it says, we want to say congratulations that your kid was voted by his peers to be the most helpful.
Never thought about that. But then again, the way elections are going these days,
really.
You might want to check for hacking. Paul Manafort was his campaign manager, so maybe no politics on this stage.
No.
Before we get into the Burke segment, which I just wanted to congratulate all the graduates, whether it's high school or college or any kind of trade school, and their families for getting that done. I know this is that time of year, so congratulations to all of them.
I just saw all that stuff pop up on Facebook, on my Facebook page, where 2 years ago my daughter graduated from Oakville, and we have pictures of her with the cap and gown, and then her at the graduation when she got up and sang with the choir, the seniors, all the seniors and stuff, and it's like, I can't believe it's already been 2 years, and she still has 2 years of college left, which means we still have 2 years of paying an arm and a leg. So,
well, she's doing a great job, and I would like to say selfishly that I am so glad that school is over, because the only benefit I got out of it this year of taking this kid to school was getting up and getting to work on time. But when the alarm would go off and it was time to get this kid going, he was very good, but I am exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Kindergarten is the worst year of my life.
And twice hard, now.
And you're an
most,
adult.
And the most difficult is... I don't know if this is Burke. Is Josh Gilbert's wedding a Burke segment? Should we open the Burke segment and then I jump on that grenade? Or is that, or should I save that?
No,
for,
you can
use that.
Yeah, you can be
because Dan
included.
Has one. We're going to do Dan's Burke segment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Josh Gilbert, who's the producer of all the other shows on this station, and he's the animal advice guy, and he's Carney's sidekick. And what else is he? He's a very nice gentleman.
Yes.
I would say he's one of the nicest people I've met. And he's funny, and he's sarcastic.
This is Josh Gilbert you're talking about.
No,
right?
Wait. Who else? Who's? Oh, this is Josh Gilbert.
Yeah, Josh Gilbert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Josh, yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, Josh Gilbert is getting married.
Anyway.
He's getting married today. And I'm very proud of the fact that I was invited to his wedding. But I want to make this clear, and I've said it on the air on another show, I don't like going to weddings. Not Josh's wedding, not anybody's wedding. I've never been to mine because I haven't been married. And I don't know what that social anxiety is, and I'm not trying to play it up. But it's not just weddings, it's all of that stuff. So I really appreciate him inviting me.
Is it just any gathering?
Yeah.
A lot of people?
It's all,
yeah.
Give me a list. Graduation,
yeah.
Birthday,
yes.
Bar mitzvah.
You just, yeah, you're kind of like me, where I don't like
and
large
it's not,
groups. Of people.
And I don't dislike the people involved. I would watch it on TV.
If it was when they stream it?
If they streamed it,
yeah,
I would watch it. And I overgift.
And there's a lot of people that do that now. They stream their wedding online.
That's cool. I would go to that. And I overgift. And one of the reasons I overgift is so that when I don't go to their wedding, they don't get nearly as upset.
So nice, yeah.
So I've said this, and I say, if you invite me to your wedding, I will overgift, but don't expect me to show up. Not that you'd want me there, because I'd just be sweating.
So but, Josh and his wife to be?
Yeah, so I got invited.
Have a new car from Londoff sitting in their driveway?
No, they got, I don't know, they got over gifted. So I got this RSVP from him a while back, and it's awesome. And I just opened it this morning because he called.
Yes, we all saw that, I think, a week or two ago.
It might have been a month ago.
Where he said, hey, are you going to RSVP to this wedding?
So he called me, and I said, yeah, I'll be there. And I'm like, damn, now what? So I over-gifted him. And then yesterday when I left here, we did the segment, the legal segment. I went home, and Ian texted me. He's like, oh, no. I don't think Paul's going to be here tomorrow. He's in L.A. playing poker or something. Yes. On TV. I'm like, yeah, he's probably not. So, and we put this thing together, and, you know, here I am. But this morning, I had on the little stand in my office the unopened invitation to Josh's wedding, Josh and Diana's wedding. It's Diana, right? Says it on the...
Yeah, no, I didn't.
She's really cool. So, here it is, and it's Friday, June 2nd. What day is it?
Never mind.
June 2nd. Yeah,
okay. And then I'm like, 5:30 ceremony. And I go, yes. There we go. I have a real excuse besides my lame anxiety about not going.
I'm not so sure you should really be using your outside voice on this one.
No.
Especially your outside voice on the radio.
He's going to find out in about, and he didn't care, but he'll find out in about 2 hours. I'm like, I'm going to be on the air.
The ceremony's at 5:30?
5:30 ceremony.
Well, you could always make the reception.
There's not a chance in hell I'm making that thing. I wasn't going anyway. Why I over-gifted.
Here comes the bi-state bus.
Were we not clear on all of that? So congratulations to Josh and to Diana on getting married. And Josh is a great guy. But I feel like I got a doctor's note, or like I'm a surgeon, and they called me in. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's nothing I can do. I wish I could be there, Josh. But the people need me to go do the heart surgery.
Yes.
So, I want to go back to this anxiety that you have.
Yes. I thought we were moving on to...
No, of being... And we'll move on to mine here in a second. But yeah. But this anxiety that you have, is it like you get nervous?
Yes.
You get sweaty?
Yes.
And you just can't... Is it like you feel claustrophobic around people like that?
Yeah, I feel uncomfortable. I don't know what to say.
The really? Social interaction.
Yeah, and when I do talk to people, even if I know them, like if all three of us were there,
mm-hmm.
I would feel 10,000 times more nervous there than I do right now with or seeing in the hallway.
Really?
So yes. Even people like us two that you know a little bit better than everybody else,
yeah.
There, you would, even if you were to just sit by us the whole night, you would still have
some anxiety.
Absolutely.
Really?
And it's not that I don't like you. You guys are fantastic. But it's that thing. Like, we all went to Louis C.K.
Mm.
You went, right?
No. Okay. No, we didn't.
Did you go?
To go to that.
No.
Oh. No. Anyway, guys, we went to Louis C.K.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was Carney and Josh and Colin.
Yes.
Can we say Colin?
Yeah.
Right. And it was awesome. And Louis C.K. was fantastic. And it's, you know, it's people I know really well. And I was nervous. Not because I knew Louis C.K.
Just because you were in a room with a lot of other people.
Having to interact without rules. I don't know. I guess this is sort of...
It's like a therapy session.
It is. I feel so much better now. Anyway.
How do you handle things in court? Prefer-
It's control thing.
In a courtroom.
I feel that's my business. That's okay. What I do. Like, you don't feel nervous when you're playing the bass guitar in the Uranus band.
No, right? The seventh planet band, yeah.
I got one back.
Yeah,
but it's close.
Or here, you feel very comfortable on the air. And a lot of people would feel uncomfortable or nervous on the air. You've seen people that come into the studio and they're very confident, and then they have a sort of a public speaking. I have the exact opposite. I have a private speaking nervousness, not a public speaking nervousness.
And I guess Frank is like that to a certain extent, where he doesn't like being around crowds and doesn't like being in a crowded place. But and he also has severe stage fright. He actually gets almost physically ill.
He works himself up to
getting up on stage to address anyone, even if it's a room full of our dedicated listeners, he will still get nervous.
Well, we're obviously
even though he owns, he would own the room because those people are so dedicated to the show and they love the show.
It's obviously because Frank and I are both geniuses.
Yes, is that what it is?
No, I think
a genius.
I would say for me that wouldn't bother me, public speaking, but the private interactions, maybe they've gone so poorly in my life.
Oh.
I just makes me uncomfortable. And if I think back to every major event, including reunions, which I think I've skipped two of them, and stuff where everybody in the room is a really good friend, people's weddings, I've been in people's weddings, mm-hmm. and I get nervous and cannot wait for it to be over. I have a good time, but it's like work, beyond work. Work's mm-hmm. more fun, so...
I've gotten nervous like that at different times where you've had to go up and do something in front of people, and it's something that's kind of out of your comfort zone.
But is that for if you gave a little, say, a speech or some kind of presentation to a small group of people? Would you feel that way during that?
Yeah, if it's something just out of my comfort zone and I know where I'm going to go. I have to know where I'm going with it all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still something that's I'm not completely familiar with, that's out of my comfort zone. I'll get a little anxious and a little nervous with it and things
like
that.
Were you saying the difference between a small crowd and a big crowd? Is that what you were asking?
Because I don't feel that way if it's a public speaking thing, and maybe that's a control deal where the audience has their role, they're to sit there, and you or the presenter are there to present, and that doesn't make me nervous at all.
And I would rather in a band or standing up and talking to anyone or standing up and doing comedy or anything in front of people, I would much rather be in front of a huge auditorium full of people rather than 10 or 15 people.
That makes sense to me. For me, the best way I've been able to sort of process it is that there's no script and there's no real role sitting at a round table. So small talk or chit chat, even with people I'm really comfortable with, if it's in that formal setting, I feel really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But I've come in here for years and we BS around and
right.
talk, and there's none of that. So it's I'm crazy.
So
and it's basically
welcome to the club.
Well, yeah,
I'm nuts.
This is our therapy.
Thank goodness.
Therapy session.
Thank Paul Harris. I have to thank Paul for
you
being
got a note. Yes, a, you got an out.
Yes,
you didn't have to go to the wedding.
Thank you, Paul, for being a degenerate gambler and oh, have to goodness. Be on TV. For doing that, you have saved me the uncomfort of going to Josh's wedding. But
yes.
In my defense, I did overgift, and you can confirm that with Josh.
Whoa.
Unless he gets real mad, I'll see everybody Saturday morning on the Purina Animal.
We're going to have to ask Josh what you got him.
So, Dan.
Yes.
Do you have anything to say?
I do. I have... I'll shorten it, but it is a story. My daughter has a job, a summer job, and she has to have a background check with fingerprints. So this company has three different locations within the St. Louis area. One is on Telegraph, and it's not far from her house where she lives. That is closed temporarily. The other is down on Lindell, down around in the Central West End, down around the Basilica, and the other location is in St. Peter's. Last Saturday, we decided, over the holiday weekend, decided to go try and get this, her fingerprints and background check done. And she got online, checked. The Lindell location said that they are open. The St. Peter's location said that they are closed for the holiday, but Lindell would be open on Saturday. And gave the hours. Very strange hours, too. We went down, went in, big sign on the door, closed for the holidays.
Mm.
So we ended up leaving, going to eat. We went back. I took my daughter back. We went back on Tuesday, and we got in there at 12:30. The doors open. There are two people sitting in the waiting room. And there's a big sign in front of the door with a pole blocking the door that says closed. And we're like, what? I said, why is this place closed? And then on the side of the door, there are hours. It opens at 8:30 and then closes at 12:50 until 2 o'clock for lunch. Reopens at 2 o'clock and stays open until 5:10.
What?
5:10. These are the hours.
This is like the Santa Claus guy that was at Frontenac Mall that took a two-hour lunch break.
So this is 12:30, so it's not even 12:50 yet. And I'm standing outside going, it is not 12:50. It's only 12:30. We need to get this done. Nobody would come out. The people, the two people that were sitting in there would not look up at me.
You should have made a huge scene, had Alyssa arrested, and then she could have gotten her fingerprints.
Yeah.
Here you go. I got two
Take
of them
these
back.
Now.
Well, I would have gotten arrested. So
Tony Clifton.
And then you have to pay by money order. So my daughter has her money order. So we end up leaving because they're not doing anything. So we left and we went back today. So we go back today and we get there and no sign in front of the door. Nothing. Everything's ready. And my daughter goes to look in her purse, and she doesn't have her money order.
Oh.
I'm like, why did you take it out of your purse?
That's a good damn.
I know.
Is that a third one? Did I get them all?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I got them all. We're all even.
So there's a Walgreens right next door, so we run over there. They don't do money orders. There's a grocery store right across the street. They do money orders. Now, the guy in the room comes out, and he tells us this. Now, he doesn't say anything else. He just says, to get a money order, he goes, if you go over to the grocery store, they charge you $5. But if you go down the street a little ways to the CVS, they charge you $1.
Is this on Lindell?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So he goes, and the CVS is just a little further down from the grocery store. So I get in the car. She stays there because I think they're going to go ahead and do all this stuff. Because the guy knows I'm going to get a money order. And so I go down and I'm driving down and I thought, well, I'll look for the CVS. I can't find it anywhere. I end up down past Grand.
Oh boy.
And I'm like, yeah. So I finally turn around and I'm coming back and I text my daughter and I said, here's the deal. I'm going to the grocery store. I'm going to get the thing and I'm coming back. And then all of a sudden my phone rings and it's her. And she says, there's a sign here on the wall that says we accept personal checks. Do you have a checkbook?
Oh.
And I'm like, I have my checkbook. And so then she asked the guy and he said, oh yeah, we accept personal checks. I'm like, ah, why did they say something? And she said, and he won't do anything until you pay. I'm like, I thought he was going to have this all done, and all I do is walk in and hand him the money order. But he wouldn't do anything until we paid for it first.
It's like Monty Python.
Oh, my goodness.
Does your dog bite?
Yeah.
That's not my dog.
We thought we were destined because she had to have this background check. She starts this job, this summer job, Monday, and she has to have all of this stuff done by Monday.
So tell us about the fingerprinting. Do they still do the ink and the pad on this? Or?
No, they do a they scan it somehow. They do a scan of it, and it goes in the computer and everything, and then they do the background check and send it off to who gets it.
Did they do yours?
No.
Thank God. That's why
he's
here.
No, they did. They didn't do mine, but they did. They did hers like that, and I asked about the ink, and he said they still do ink at some of the places, but it's very few places that do the ink anymore. It's mostly scanning.
That's fantastic. So what is Alyssa doing this summer as a job?
She's working at a school district.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
What does she want to do with her career?
She wants to be a teacher. She's going to, she goes to SEMO, and she's majoring in music. She actually wants to be a choir teacher.
That's fantastic.
Either at the middle school level or the high school level. And she's pretty unbelievable.
She's very talented, and that's very cool. And the kids need it, and they like it. The six-year-old,
yeah,
I was talking to him about different things in school. He likes the music. We were coming back from, I guess, Target or something, and something was artistic somewhere.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. And he goes, yeah, it's art. And I'm like, art? Don't you, you know, you don't like art? Nah, I don't like art. I'm like, why don't you like art? He goes, I don't get it.
Well, you don't get it.
You know what? It makes a lot of sense.
And then with all of that stuff going on, we have her car was getting fixed. So we took her car to this. I'm almost finished. No. Almost, I swear. So we take her car to some friends of mine, Alexander Tire, and they used to have a location up on
Revis Barracks.
No, not Revis Barracks.
Telegraph.
No, not Telegraph. It's Tesson Ferry and Baptist Church.
I was going to say those names.
It was right there at Baptist Church. So they ended up moving. So they moved to right behind the Stratford Inn on right there off of Bowles and 44 and all that. So they are directly behind the Stratford Inn. So in between all of this fingerprinting stuff, we're taking her car over there to get that worked on. And so they're also in the process of moving everything from their old location to the new location and then setting things up. So we're trying to coordinate all of that stuff to get everything fixed there, which, by the way, they are tremendous. So Alexander Tire and Auto.
And you are a very good dad. And that's a lot of good stuff you're doing.
And they're in a new location, and they're still trying to get really going right there, and they're going to have their lifts up and everything. And, man, it's tremendous. It's a good place. But they're great guys.
Outstanding.
And I grew up with Mike, Mike Alexander, who we played baseball against each other, and he said today sometime that he used to hit home runs over my head, but I don't.
That's usually how you do it
at Coeur d'Alene Field. If we hop in Florida,
it's hard to hit them under your head. Yes.
I don't remember that.
Well, how about this?
Just don't remember.
While you're thinking about it, why don't we take a break, and then when we come back, we'll have John Londoff Jr.
I think that's a fabulous
idea. And we can chat with him about all things Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, how his Memorial Day weekend was going, and just what's going on in his world.
All right.
Let's do all that. First, let's... I can't do this because I'm not in the union.
Well, you can if you want.
You know what? I'll break
do
the
it.
Rules. I'm suing.
Tim Weiland. Oh, how about you do... You say Tim, and I'll say Weiland.
Tim.
Weiland.
He's got the traffic.
There you go.
Dan, Alexander... Mike's taking care of my daughter, too, on tires.
Mike Alexander?
Yeah.
Well, you know they moved.
Yeah, I know they moved.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I got the flyer in the mail.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Yeah, they're great guys.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got an accident on westbound Highway 4064 at Prospect that's blocking the left lane, and that's causing westbound drivers to back up east of Winghaven. Now, also, eastbound drivers, a little bit slow coming from Lake St. Louis Boulevard, from Highway 70 down through Prospect. Once you get past it, everything opens up there. Eastbound 40 also slow from Mason up through Highway 270, mostly in the right lanes. We are just getting some volume now on eastbound Highway 270 east of McDonald to just past Lindbergh. Southbound 270 is heavy from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 170 from Ladue down through Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by CC's. Now at CC's, party with bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza, joining the original topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just 5 and change at CC's. Prices may vary. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
You listen to us, we listen to you.
Hello?
Hello?
I like talk radio. It's kind of like the complaint department where you can actually be heard.
Since KTRS is live and local, you can join the conversation by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
Try doing that at other stations that have their shows coming out of Florida, New York, or L.A. Not gonna happen. We're St. Louis's biggest conversation.
Listen to your show a lot. First time I've called.
But, okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
You guys are like a beacon of truth.
You listen to us, we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. KTRS.
If you're putting off getting hearing aids because you can't afford them, you're not alone. Just like you, 75% of people who need hearing aids don't get them because they can't afford them. And no one should have to pay thousands of dollars just to hear. That's why we've created the MD Hearing Aid, a revolutionary medical-grade hearing aid that virtually everyone can afford. And you can start your 45-day in-home trial today by calling 1-800-400-1065. MD Hearing Aid is doctor-designed, FDA-registered, and specially tested by audiologists. MD Hearing Aid gives you high-quality hearing aids without the hassle of doctor's visits and expensive and time-consuming fitting appointments, a saving of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid. Don't miss out on this affordable hearing solution. Call now to get your 45-day in-home trial of MD Hearing Aid and enjoy hearing clearly again. Plus, when you call now, you'll get free batteries for a year. Call 1-800-400-1065. That's 1-800-400-1065.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead. Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word JUDGE to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text JUDGE to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text JUDGE to 42424.
Used to be, if you were a sleep apnea sufferer traveling away from home, you had no choice but to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you wherever you went. But that all changed with the invention of the Transcend Mini CPAP, the world's very first completely original mini CPAP. As small as a soda can and weighing less than a pound, Transcend is an engineering breakthrough that finally made it possible to sleep comfortably anywhere. And now you can try the world's very first completely original mini CPAP absolutely risk-free for 10 days. To receive your 10-day trial, call now, 1-800-300-5254. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Finally, the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-300-5254. That's 1-800-300-5254.
Is your check engine light on? Hummed by Verizon can tell you why, so you can fix small problems before they become big ones. Find out more at hum.com.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? Learn how you could avoid triggering an avalanche of taxes and fees when you withdraw money in retirement on America's Wealth Management Show, this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Back in the Large Morning Show, Scott Sherman in for Paul, who's in for Frank on his regular stint, Paul's Friday afternoon, 3 to 6. I'm always honored to be in this chair, and especially when I have an opportunity to talk to a gentleman that I give him the credit he's due. I can't speak for others, but I think he's one of the most important people in this community, does a lot for charity, and he does a lot for you if you're looking for an automobile. Welcome back to his regular segment, Mr. John Londoff Jr.
Hey!
Whoa!
How about that intro?
Oh, yeah. I'll say this, Scott. I never get that kind of an introduction from what's his name.
No, you don't.
Because you know, out of sight, out of mind. He's not here on a Friday. He's probably out on assignment somewhere.
Yeah, he is. He's on assignment.
Doing some very important work.
Yeah, we never know what it is.
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, when we talk, we speak a lot about the great sport of hockey. And since we spoke last, the Blues have been knocked out of the playoffs. Are you watching this final between Pittsburgh and Nashville?
We watch hockey all year long.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's
it.
Man's a hockey fan.
And now, you know, there's no premier football going on, so we have to wait a few more months for that. That's okay. We have stuff taped. We get really bored. My wife will come in, she'll be out at the pool, and she'll say, "What are you watching? It's like the middle of August." Like, yeah, we're having some withdrawal. We need to watch some hockey here. But we're big Cardinal fans, no doubt. I love sports. I love sports, period. And I equate a lot of what we do here You know, a lot of my emails are about Team Londoff, Team JLC, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. We're all teammates, and we're working hard every day to win championships, to, you know, make our customers feel like they've never felt before buying a car. It's just a great experience. And then those that, of course, have been buying from us for years. And, I mean, we've got families that literally have been buying cars from the Londoff for over 40 years. Some over 50. We're in, you know, third generations, and it just really means a lot to me when I get, you know, the grandson and granddaughter of the people that used to buy from my dad. So just a great great thing. We're very proud of what we've got going on here, and it takes good people, almost 120 teammates here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, and but number one is our customers. And of course, if there's even a higher level than number one, it's the AM and the PM customers that are number one. I guess it would be like double number one. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well said. You know, that comes from somewhere. I'm glad you mentioned your dad, because I was just going to ask you. That comes from somewhere, that whole ethic, that philosophy. And with that dealership, with your business, your family business, that really comes from your dad. Tell me, because I never met your dad, but I've admired him from the things I've heard about him. Tell me something about your dad that you would want me to know to explain the Londoff family and the business.
Well, the one thing that I so much learned from him, besides, you know, manners, which is kind of a lost art today, but that is what really attracted Frank Abanian and myself to each other when we were at an event and he saw my sons, and then we were talking. He goes, "Man, they're good boys. They really are." This is, we were talking over 13 years ago, and he goes, "If you meet my kids, you'll see it's the same thing." We talk about manners, but firm handshakes, eye-to-eye contact, you know, standing up for women, letting women go, you know, before you. He's just a class gentleman. I think a lot of that was his military training, and as a Marine, he was very, very, very proud of his Marine heritage, and very proud of his Macedonian heritage and the ethnicity of where his parents came from and how hard they worked to get to America. And that's just another thing. He just, not a lazy bone in his body. But the one word he didn't really understand, and that was no. And that not only in business, but in life, but especially in charity. He was just a beacon. He just could not raise enough money, you know, for handicapped children. Of course, the you know, insight, the energy, and the love coming, you know, from my little sister Jackie, I know he loved all of us, but he idolized and adored her. And then the whole story of the meeting of Sammy Davis Jr., when he wouldn't give up and he kept calling the Fox, because way back when, you know, Mr. Davis would come for a week, and he loved the Fox, he loved St. Louis, and so my dad would just nonstop, and his manager, Sammy Davis' manager, Shirley Rhodes, a little short lady, her husband George Rhodes was the conductor for the orchestra that Mr. Davis traveled with, and she literally finally called my dad back because he would not give up. The persistence is unbelievable. And the exact words, I can't give you the exact words because of her vernacular, but she said, it's like Johnny Landoff, who in the mm-mm are you, what in the mm-mm do you want with Mr. Sammy Davis Jr.? So, you know, my dad got, you know, Sammy Davis to come to the, back then it was the Adams Mark, and it was like a Friday, the week before, 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, and they would disperse the funds to the 135 charities, you know, when he ran the Variety Club Telethon, and his goal, you know, was to raise more money. They were up to a million something, and this is back, I gotta be back in the early 90s, I think, and at first Mr. Davis would barely talk to my dad, so I finally took my sister up there, Jackie, because I could tell he was just not getting conversation, and that's unlike Johnny Londoff Sr. He would talk to people in the elevator. He talked to everybody. Everyone was his friend, and he didn't have a shy bone in his body. And so finally my sister comes up, Jackie, she kisses my dad, she kisses Sammy Davis Jr. And he's like, all right, is that your daughter? My dad goes, yes, it is. What's this thing all about? But he didn't know that after most performances, Sammy Davis loved to cook. He loved to cook Italian food. He would cook for the entire 24 to 30 people that traveled with him. And then he would stay up watching movies. He had this massive trunk that was filled with VHS tapes, and he loved old movies. So he was working on about maybe 4 hours of sleep because he was there at the Adams Mark at this luncheon about 11:30 in the morning. He was exhausted. And so my dad finally got to talk and, of course, won him over. And then that sparked the changing of the Variety Club Telethon to the Sammy Davis Jr. Variety Club Telethon. He changed his entire schedule so he could be at the Variety Club to help raise eventually $3 million plus, of which one time, his first time, he wrote a check for $5,000 at that time to get it over the $2 million mark. So it's just, you know, in a nutshell, John Lundoff Sr. was a good man.
I love that story.
So it was Jackie. It was you walking Jackie up that probably kind of turn things around to get Sammy to kind of loosen up, but it sounds like Sammy was tired then, and
he was exhausted.
Yeah, and then your dad wasn't really having good luck with his normal charm that he gets, you know, uses to get people talking and stuff.
Yeah, it was Sammy Davis Jr., man.
Yeah. I know. That's
anybody you're talking to, and then, you know, we would have all these great get-togethers, and he wanted to come to the house for dinner. So the very first time, my dad and mom, they catered this unbelievable meal. It's got people everywhere, you know. Of course, my sisters and I and you know, my wife Mimi, we're not sitting in the main dining room. That was just for the five-star folks, right? And so Sammy Davis said to my dad, he goes, John, how's business? This night they're having dinner at the house. Good, Sam. He goes, no, really, really, how's business? He goes, it's pretty good. He goes, no, I mean, how's business? It must be really good. If this is how you all eat every night, it must be really, really good.
Oh, man. Good.
He goes, I want a home-cooked meal. I've been to the greatest restaurants in the entire world. He cooked, man. I mean, I grilled a tenderloin with him one time. He made his homemade spaghetti and meatballs in the kitchen at the old house there on Woodlawn. And so, I mean, it was the tenacity and the heart of just not accepting no for an answer.
That's unbelievable. Let's sell some cars. Keep this place around for a while, huh?
We've got a lot of cars.
Too many cars.
We've got some great, great deals. There's so many deals online. Here's one example. Chevy Impala, sticker price, $29,270 MSRP. Retail selling price, $18,728.
Whoa, Nelly.
That's a good deal.
Are you kidding me? That's unbelievable. Over almost 1,000 new cars and pre-owned vehicles in stock. And, you know, we got a great team here to take care of you. So everything's online at lawndoff.com. Or we still love for people to just pop in at our beautiful location here since 1960 at the Johnny Lawndoff Chevrolet. So,
open late tonight, right?
We're open late.
Beautiful.
Yes,
perfect day to buy a vehicle.
And what's that
Washington
number, John?
Elizabeth exit.
Dan, are you getting pushy with me, Dan?
No,
yeah, boy,
no.
He's
I was just saying.
This guy.
I was just saying.
Right in. What's your number?
You know, Dan, I'm back in. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Or please visit lawndoff.com and have a great rest of the show. And Scott, always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Hey, John.
Thank you for sharing those stories about your dad, John.
I want to leave you with this. I dig you, babe, and I've got my eye on you.
That's why he
did his Dean Martin. Dan barely does his Dean Martin for everybody. Yeah, he just did his Dean Martin for you.
Have a great night.
All right. Bye, you too. See ya. Those are great stories and real, and they've helped thousands of needy kids over the years, the Lawndoffs and the people at the Variety Club. So thanks to John for sharing that.
Yeah, we need to check traffic again with Tim Weiland.
And they're still working with this accident on westbound Highway 4064 at Prospect. The left lane is blocked, and already we have a jam up that goes from Highway 94 all the way out through Prospect. We've got an incident also on southbound 55 just before New Pogue Road, or a little bit south of Highway 143 in Roxana, that's causing some big backups there. Eastbound 44. 40 downtown. You're running slow now from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 170, pretty heavy between 70 and 270. We've got southbound 170, Olive through Highway 40, and westbound 44, just a little bit slow now through the Shrewsbury area and the lane shift. This traffic report brought to you by Little Caesars, where you can enjoy a large classic pepperoni pizza for only $5. It's hot and ready all day, every day at Little Caesars, plus tax at participating locations. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
The Big 550.
KTRS. Depend on it.
When is it time to do something about your credit card debt? When conversations about money turn into arguments. When your kids' opportunities are put on hold. When family harmony turns to tears. When loving relationships suffer. You know then it's time to take action. If you owe $5, $10, or more than $20,000 in credit card debt, help might only be a phone call away. Call Credit Associates now for real solutions to end your credit card struggles. For free information, call now, 1-800-500-2624. If credit card debt is a burden for your family, we offer programs that could potentially save you thousands and help you get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible. This is not a debt consolidation or a bankruptcy program. Let us settle your debt. One phone call might be the chance you need to get back to enjoying the family life you and they deserve. The experts at Credit Associates are here to help. For free information, call now, 1-800-500-2624. That's 1-800-500-2624.
Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever forgotten your password? With all the accounts you have and all the rules around passwords, remembering every single one is impossible. That's why millions of people are turning to Dashlane, the award-winning app that protects your passwords and creates an easy, secure way to access all of your accounts. And right now, you can get access to Dashlane free for life on your favorite device just by texting CLUE to 543-543. Over 6 million users manage their passwords with Dashlane. Over 6,000 companies trust Dashlane. And over 70,000 reviews give it a 5-star rating. But the only number that really matters? Zero. Because that's how many times you'll forget your passwords using Dashlane. With Dashlane, your passwords are never misplaced and never forgotten. Simple, safe, secure. Unlock free access to Dashlane on your favorite device for life right now. Just text CLUE to 543-543. That's CLUE to 543-543.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.